The British government is still trying to deport asylum seekers to Rwanda. This is a highly disputed plan. And yesterday, a first plane bound for Rwanda sat on the tarmac. And minutes before takeoff, it was stopped, following a ruling from the European Court of Human Rights. Let's get the latest now from reporter Willem Marks. He's in London. Willem, hi.
Hey, Scott.
So some 28,000 migrants last year crossed the English Channel, which is a huge jump from the year before. What is the migrant deportation plan, this deal between Britain and Rwanda?
Well, it was an agreement signed a couple of months back between the two governments. And as part of the deal, some of those individuals who've arrived in the UK through what British authorities term unsanctioned routes and have sought asylum upon arrival, they'd be sent to Rwanda and offered the opportunity to apply for asylum there. The UK would pay Rwanda tens of millions of dollars for what essentially amounts to an offshoring service. And Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government has said it expects this new deportation policy will discourage people from trying to travel to the UK to lodge their asylum claims. This year alone, you mentioned 28,000 last year. Already, yeah. There have been more than 10,000 individuals who've made that dangerous crossing from France to England on those small boats. Just yesterday, the Ministry of Defence recorded more than 400.
Wow. Yesterday, also, a European court intervened in the middle of all this, and it set off a series of events. What happened?
So several British courts over the past week have declined to block that first flight scheduled for yesterday. The London High Court last week confirmed it would undertake an extensive review of the legality of the entire policy, but that won't happen until next month. And what the European Court of Human Rights decided last night, very last minute, frankly, for some of the individuals that were still on that plane, was that until that judicial review next month is completed, it's not fair to send people to Rwanda who may not then have a legal mechanism to come back if this policy is found to be unlawful.
Now, the UK government of Boris Johnson still wants to proceed. What are representatives of the government saying today?
They've said they are already planning for the next flight, Scott. They are undeterred but disappointed by that ruling. Many of their critics, though, say that this policy is unworkable, it's unethical. And you've even had senior members of the Church of England saying that they're not happy with this policy, they don't consider it to be particularly humane. And the challenge is, of course, when the government says this is a deterrent, is there any evidence that that's going to work? Not yet. So that remains to be seen.
And I just wonder, you mentioned some of the opponents of this, including the Church of England. Tell us a little bit more about the debate inside the UK, in the neighborhoods, how people talk about this, debate this.
One of the big concerns that people have expressed is that Rwanda is not necessarily a country that will provide the same environment as the UK to support people during their asylum process. And so something that people talk about, and this is reflected very often by human rights groups in particular, is that Rwanda stifles political opposition to some extent and won't necessarily provide the facilities, the economic opportunities down the road that the UK itself seems to offer people. The Rwandan government, as you might imagine, refutes this and says it will welcome them. But that is a concern a lot of people have expressed.
Yeah. Well, the Rwandan government is, of course, receiving a lot of money for doing this. That's Willem Marks reporting from London. Willem, thank you.
Thanks so much, Scott.